Next. Let's see your papers. Okay. I see. Very well. So the program director has you down for a chastity cage. And to get you fitted for some restraints, which she said may not be necessary. So let's hope that you can behave yourself and those won't be necessary. So, let's see. I think we're gonna have to go with the large cuffs there. Okay, and then drop your pants, please, and go ahead and fit you for the cage. Okay, so, I guess we'll be going with the, small model. We have this cute little jailbird right here. I'm sure that will work just fine for you, sir. Okay, great. Come over here. Now, the whole point is that you're not to touch yourself while you're here. Unless specifically directed to you by your counselor, which apparently, according to this material, is not going to be for a while, so I can put that on you. I'll just go ahead here, push the balls through. I know that pinch is just a smidge, doesn't it? It's got to be snug. It's got to be snug, otherwise it's just not going to work for you. Don't struggle. Okay, this is going to be a lot easier for us both. But don't think I won't grab these balls and twist. That's right. Hold still. Let me slide this on. Click this closed. And there you are. Snug as a bug. Very cute, if I do say so myself. So, I think that you're in the bunk 12, and that already has all the shackles in place. I do have some leather cuffs that will fit, just in case they're needed, and a couple of leather straps that we can use on the bed as well. So, let's hope that you do what you're told.